The Gospel according to Luke.
The next day, while Jesus was traveling through some cities and small towns, he preached and told the good news about God's kingdom. The 12 apostles were with him. There were also some women with him who had been healed of sicknesses and evil spirits. One of the women was Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out. Also among the women were Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's helper, Susanna, and many other women. These women used their own money to help Jesus and his apostles. A great crowd gathered. People were coming to Jesus from every town. He told them this story.
A farmer went out to plant his seed. While he was planting, some seed fell beside the road. People walked on the seed, and the birds ate all this seed. Some seed fell on rock. It began to grow, but then died because it had no water. Some seed fell among thorny weeds. This seed grew, but later the weeds choked the good plants. And some seed fell on good ground. This seed grew and made 100 times more grain.
Jesus finished the story. Then he called out,
"Let those with ears use them and listen."
Jesus' followers asked him,
"What does this story mean?"
"You have been chosen to know the secret truths of the kingdom of God. But I use stories to speak to other people. I do this so that they will look, but they may not see. They will listen, but they may not understand. This is what the story means. The seed is God's teaching. What is the seed that fell beside the road? It is like the people who hear God's teaching, but then the devil comes and takes it away from their hearts, so they cannot believe the teaching and be saved. What is the seed that fell on rock? It is like those who hear God's teaching and accept it gladly, but they don't have deep roots. They believe for a while, but then trouble comes. They stop believing and turn away from God. What is the seed that fell among the thorny weeds? It is like those who hear God's teaching, but they let the worries, riches, and pleasures of this life keep them from growing. So they never produce good fruit. And what is the seed that fell on the good ground? That is like those who hear God's teaching with a good, honest heart. They obey God's teaching and patiently produce good fruit. No one lights a lamp and then covers it with a bowl or hides it under a bed. Instead, he puts the lamp on a lampstand so that those who come in will have enough light to see. Everything that is hidden will become clear. Every secret thing will be made known. So be careful how you listen. The person who has something will be given more. But to the person who has nothing, this will happen. Even what he thinks he has will be taken away from him."
Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him. There was such a crowd that they could not get to him. Someone said to Jesus,
"Your mother and your brothers are outside. They want to see you."
"My mother and my brothers are those who listen to God's teaching and obey it."
One day, Jesus and his followers got into a boat.
"Come with me across the lake."
And so they started across. While they were sailing, Jesus fell asleep. A big storm blew up on the lake. The boat began to fill with water, and they were in danger. The followers went to Jesus and woke him.
"Master! Master, we will drown!"
Jesus got up and gave a command to the wind and the waves. The wind stopped, and the lake became calm.
"Where is your faith?"
The followers were afraid and amazed.
"What kind of man is this?
He commands the wind and the water, and they obey him."
Jesus and his followers sailed across the lake from Galilee to the area where Gerasene people live. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man from the town came to Jesus. This man had demons inside him. For a long time, he had worn no clothes. He lived in the burial caves, not in a house. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him. The man said in a loud voice,
"What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Please don't punish me."
He said this because Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of him. Many times it had taken hold of him. He had been kept under guard and chained hand and foot. But he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon out into the desert.
"What is your name?"
"Legion."
He said his name was Legion because many demons were in him. The demons begged Jesus not to send them into eternal darkness. On the hill, there was a large herd of pigs eating. The demons begged Jesus to allow them to go into the pigs. So Jesus allowed them to do this. Then, the demons came out of the man and went into the pigs. The herd of pigs ran down the hill and into the lake. All the pigs drowned. The man who took care of the pigs ran away. They told about this in the town and the countryside.
And people went to see what had happened. They came to Jesus and found the man sitting there at Jesus' feet. The man was clothed and in his right mind because the demons were gone. But the people were frightened. The men who saw these things happen told the others all about how Jesus had made the man well.
All the people of the Gerasene country asked Jesus to go away. They were all very afraid. So Jesus got into the boat and went back to Galilee. The man that Jesus had healed begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away.
"Go back home and tell people what God did for you."
So the man went all over town, telling how much Jesus had done for him. When Jesus got back to Galilee, a crowd welcomed him. Everyone was waiting for him. A man named Jairus came to Jesus. Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue. He bowed down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. Jairus had only one daughter. She was 12 years old and she was dying. While Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house, the people were crowding all around him. A woman was there who had been bleeding for 12 years. She had spent all her money on doctors, but no doctor was able to heal her. The woman came up behind Jesus and touched the edge of his coat. At that moment, her bleeding stopped.
"Who touched me?"
All the people said they had not touched Jesus. Peter said,
"Master, the people are all around you and are pushing against you."
"Someone did touch me. I felt power go out from me."
When the woman saw that she could not hide, she came forward, shaking. She bowed down before Jesus. While all the people listened, she told why she had touched him. Then she said she was healed immediately.
"Dear woman, you are healed because you believed. Go in peace."
While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of the synagogue ruler and said to the ruler,
"Your daughter has died. Don't bother the teacher now."
When Jesus heard this, he said to Jairus,
"Don't be afraid. Just believe, and your daughter will be well."
Jesus went to the house. He let only Peter, John, James, and the girl's father and mother go inside with him. All the people were crying and feeling sad because the girl was dead.
"Don't cry. She is not dead. She is only sleeping."
The people laughed at Jesus because they knew that the girl was dead. But Jesus took her by the hand and called to her,
"My child, stand up."
Her spirit came back into her, and she stood up immediately.
"Give her something to eat."
The girl's parents were amazed. Jesus told them not to tell anyone about what happened. Jesus called the 12 apostles together. He gave them power to heal sicknesses and power over all demons. Jesus sent the apostles out to tell about God's kingdom and to heal the sick.
"When you travel, don't take a walking stick. Also, don't carry a bag, or food, or money. Take for your trip only the clothes you're wearing. When you go into a house, stay there until it is time to leave. If the people in the town will not welcome you, go outside the town and shake the dust off your feet. This will be a warning to them.
So the apostles went out. They traveled through all the towns. They told the good news and healed people everywhere. Herod the governor heard about all these things that were happening. He was confused because some people said,
John the Baptist has risen from death.
Others said,
Elijah has come to us.
And still others said,
one of the prophets from long ago has risen from death.
Herod said,
I cut off John's head. So who is this man I hear these things about?
And Herod kept trying to see Jesus. When the apostles returned, they told Jesus all the things they had done on their trip. Then Jesus took them away to a town called Bethsaida. There, Jesus and his apostles could be alone together. But the people learned where Jesus went and followed him. Jesus welcomed them and talked with them about God's kingdom. He healed those who needed to be healed. Late in the afternoon, the 12 apostles came to Jesus.
No one lives in this place. Send the people away. They need to find food and places to sleep in the towns and countryside around here.
You give them something to eat.
We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Do you want us to go buy food for all these people?
There were about 5,000 men there.
Tell the people to sit in groups of about 50 people.
So the followers did this, and all the people sat down. Then Jesus took the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He looked up to heaven and thanked God for the food. Then Jesus divided the food and gave it to the followers to give to the people. All the people ate and were satisfied, and there was much food left. 12 baskets were filled with pieces of food that were not eaten. One time when Jesus was praying alone, his followers came together there. Jesus asked them,
who do the people say I am?
Some say you are John the Baptist. Others say you are Elijah. And others say you are one of the prophets from long ago who has come back to life.
And who do you say I am?
Peter answered,
you are the Christ from God.
Jesus warned them not to tell anyone.
The Son of Man must suffer many things. He will be rejected by the Jewish elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of the law. The Son of Man will be killed, but after 3 days, he will be raised from death. If anyone wants to follow me, he must say no to the things he wants. Every day, he must be willing even to die on a cross, and he must follow me. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it, and whoever gives his life for me will save it. It is worth nothing for a man to have the whole world if he himself is destroyed or lost. If anyone is ashamed of me and my teaching, then I will be ashamed of him. I will be ashamed of him at the time I come with my glory and with the glory of the Father and the holy angels. I tell you the truth. Some of you people standing here will see the kingdom of God before you die.
About 8 days after Jesus said these things, he took Peter, James, and John and went up on a mountain to pray. While Jesus was praying, his face was changed, and his clothes became shining white. Then 2 men were talking with Jesus. The men were Moses and Elijah. They appeared in heavenly glory, talking with Jesus about his death, which would happen in Jerusalem. Peter and the others were asleep, but they woke up and saw the glory of Jesus. They also saw the 2 men who were standing with him. When Moses and Elijah were about to leave, Peter said,
Master, it is good that we are here. We will put 3 tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Peter did not know what he was saying. While Peter was saying these things, a cloud came down all around them. Peter, James, and John became afraid, and the cloud covered them. A voice came from the cloud.
"This is my son. He is the one I have chosen. Obey him."
When the voice finished speaking, only Jesus was there. Peter, James, and John said nothing. At that time, they told no one about what they had seen. The next day, Jesus, Peter, James, and John came down from the mountain. A large crowd met Jesus. A man in the crowd shouted to Jesus,
"Teacher, please come and look at my son. He's the only child I have." An evil spirit comes into my son, and then he shouts. He loses control of himself, and he foams at the mouth. The evil spirit keeps on hurting him and almost never leaves him. I begged your followers to make the evil spirit leave my son, but they could not do it.
You people who live now have no faith. Your lives are all wrong. How long must I be with you and be patient with you? Bring your son here.
While the boy was coming, the demon threw him on the ground. The boy lost control of himself, but Jesus gave a strong command to the evil spirit. Then the boy was healed, and Jesus gave him back to his father. All the people were amazed at the great power of God. The people were all wondering about the things Jesus did, but he said to his followers,
"Don't forget the things I tell you now. The Son of Man will be handed over into the control of men."
But the followers did not understand what Jesus meant. The meaning was hidden from them so that they could not understand it. But they were afraid to ask Jesus about what he said. Jesus' followers began to have an argument about which one of them was the greatest. Jesus knew what they were thinking. So he took a little child and stood the child beside him.
"If anyone accepts a little child like this in my name, then he accepts me. And when he accepts me, he accepts the one who sent me. He who is least among you all, he is the greatest."
"Master, we saw someone using your name to force demons out of people. We told him to stop because he does not belong to our group."
"Don't stop him. If a person is not against you, then he is for you."
The time was coming near when Jesus would leave and be taken to heaven. He was determined to go to Jerusalem and send some men ahead of him. The men went into a town in Samaria to make everything ready for Jesus. But the people there would not welcome him because he was going toward Jerusalem. James and John, the followers of Jesus, saw this. They said,
"Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven and destroy those people?"
But Jesus turned and scolded them.
"You don't know what kind of spirit you belong to. The Son of Man did not come to destroy the souls of men, but to save them."
Then he and his followers went to another town. They were all going along the road. Someone said to Jesus,
"I will follow you any place you go."
"The foxes have holes to live in. The birds have nests to live in. But the Son of Man has no place to rest his head."
Jesus said to another man,
"Follow me."
"Lord, first let me go and bury my father."
"Let the people who are dead bury their own dead. You must go and tell about the kingdom of God."
"I will follow you, Lord. But first let me go and say goodbye to my family."
"Anyone who begins to plow a field but keeps looking back is of no use in the kingdom of God.